On the agenda for this year's conference, the fifth ever and the fourth called by the socialist government, is the green economy, the digital economy, and the concept of an employee rights account. The account would gather an employee's training, unemployment, and other rights and attach them to the individual instead of having them linked to the employer.
Basically, it's what's called flexicurity in Europe.
That's Donna Kesselman, who studies comparative trade unionism at the University of Paris, Est Crete. The account allows workers to be more flexible.
And allowing them to take their rights with them, so to have allow employers to be able to lay off workers more easily, but then workers being able to get trained and to find a new job more quickly. Basically, it's going from a collective rights versus individualized rights. Now, this is something that works in Denmark, but there's a lot of disagreement as to whether such a system can be transported and introduced into a country like France. It's not at all the way the system has been created, and the debate is not whether it would be a good thing as such. The problem is that some unions believe that you cannot have collective rights without a collective balance of power relationship, and that's, I think, the point of disagreement between unions.
Disagreement, but the CGT, France's biggest union, is not involved in the discussions. All of the left-wing unions boycotted last year's conference as a protest against the government's austerity policies. The CGT had agreed to attend this year, until last week with the upheaval at Air France, when a human resources manager was attacked by angry employees following announcements of job cuts. His shirt was ripped as he tried to jump a fence to get away. Five employees were arrested following the incident, all of them CGT members. The FO union is attending the meeting, though, as a voice of dissent.
Si Force Ouvrière n'était pas là aujourd'hui, il y aurait aucune voix critique dans cette conférence.
That's FO leader Jean-Claude Mailly. He's saying if the FO wasn't attending, there'd be no critical voice in the conference. He then made a reference to the government's proposal to change the labor code to add more flexibility in the collective bargaining with unions. Curiously, that change is not on the agenda of this social conference. The incident at Air France drew attention to growing social and economic tensions in France. Introducing the social conference, President François Hollande says he believes in the need for strong trade unions.
Et je n'accepterai jamais que des violences.
I will not accept that the inexcusable violence committed at Air France becomes the opportunity to hold it against unionism as a whole, he said. Unions continue to play a big role in the French labor landscape, particularly negotiating collective rights. The vast majority of French employees are covered by industrial sector collective bargaining agreements, explains Donna Kesselman.
The fact that the unions are in these sector-wide collective bargaining negotiations is essential and sort of explains the paradox between the enormous presence of trade unions, as shown around the world, demonstrations or whatever in France, and the fact that actually there's a very small percentage of workers in France who are officially unionized.
Indeed, only 8% of French employees are unionized, but the benefits they negotiate apply to everyone, regardless of union membership. Sylvie Contrepoix, a trade union specialist at London Metropolitan University and the CNRS, France's National Research Center, says trade unions remain crucial to French employees and employers.
Where you have some problems is when some workers begin to organize themselves. And at this point, if you don't have a trade union organization, you can end in violence. So in fact, employers well know that they have an interest to have kind of social regulation through trade unions.
The social conference runs through Tuesday. On the issue of the flexible employee rights account, the government says it's hoping for an agreement by the end of the year so that a bill can be presented to Parliament at the beginning of next year.